ॐ जननीं शरदाम्बिनीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मेतयोः स्थित्वा प्रणमामि। सो यस्टर्डे यू आर रीडिंग 74th वादो नावलभ्यः। दिस इज वॉट श्री रामकृष्ण सेज़ टू एम, प्रॉमिस मी यू विल नॉट हर्ट। What is the reason for that? For everything, there is a reason. The reason is, each person understands things slightly different. And he has no other option but to say, what I understand is alone the truth. So, what I understand is a truth for me, he should say that. That alone is the truth for everybody else. That is a wrong way. That is what Sri Ramakrishna says, Jato Moth, Tato Poth. So, provided a person has got Shraddha, sincere, every Shraddha is God. Shraddha. There is also a Shraddha Sutta that produces more Shraddha. But we have to take care that we will not talk superficially, but with Shraddha. So, this Shraddha can take us to God. So that is why,
yes,
whatever path you believe, but that is the understanding God has given you, God has given me. He has not given the same understanding to even to people. So that's what Ramakrishna used to say in another, that no clock is right. Only everybody has to depend upon the sun. Everybody's clock is running in a different way. What can a human being do? Whatever is there, you improve, take your stand upon that and improve upon that. That is okay. But to say that argument means what? I am right and you are wrong. I want to prove that you are right. It is, first of all, waste of time because nobody can be changed by arguing. If it is truth, then they might change something. But if it is unsure what is the strong opinion, then they will not change. Complete waste. So there are 2-3 varieties of arguments. Jalpa and another for the sake of argument. No goal is mentioned. Jalpa means talking nonsense. Then there is Vitanda. I want to defeat, that is the purpose. But Vada. Vada means what? Find out. No. In the arguments, there are varieties. All these are varieties. But some sincere people come together. Let us discuss, find out the truth. That is called Vada. Something that is done for the sake of finding out the truth, that is called vada. So that vada is okay. But this vada should not degenerate into what is called argument. That's why Sri Ramakrishna said, promise me, you will never argue. Thereafter, completely stops. Even then it took time also. So why there one should not argue with the other person? बाहुल्य अवकाशत्वात् अनियंत्रितत्वात् च टू रीजन्स ही गिव्स। देयर इज रूम फॉर डाइवर्सिटी इन व्यूज एंड आल्सो व्यू इज बेस्ड इज नॉट कंक्लूसिव एट ऑल। सो नथिंग कैन बी कंक्लूसिव। व्हाई यू ऑल दीज आर्ग्यूमेंट्स आर बिफोर नोइंग द ट्रूथ। After knowing the truth, there is no place for argument. Suppose both of us are talking about somebody. Both of us have not seen. We are only talking about them. We heard about him, so we have got two subjects. Supposing both of us see him once, then there is no argument. There is no question. This is an ordinary example. But this example also has got a defect. Because in this example, each one of us see the same object in two different ways. So, example, Ram Janvish himself gives an example. A woman is walking in the street. So, a small boy was playing, he sees that he runs and embraces mama, mother. Another old man, he was also coming, oh my daughter. Another man, oh my wife. So only one object. Three different views. They, all of them look upon that woman in different relations. How we look upon a person or object? Our utility, it is based upon our utility. So I give funny example. I love you. When a man is looking, a chicken lover is looking at a chicken and says, I love you. That is a total destruction of the object. When a mother looks at a child and says, I love you, she is ready to give up her life for the sake of the game. So, it depends upon what is our purpose. That looking is not merely looking. Only a saint looks as it is. Everybody, matlabi. Understand? Matlabi is a purpose. So, what can I get from it? So, another example I am giving. A cow going. So, two people are watching. One is a foreigner who has got a baby. Another is a cobbler. What is the farmer looking? How much milk this object can give me, this cow? What is cobbler looking? How much skin it can yield? How many chappals I can make out of this cow? The judgmental value is totally different. But why does it? Because we never look at a thing in a purely objective manner. We look upon it with a utilitarian purpose. So similarly, flower is there. He is a lover of God. What a beautiful flower. And this is, if I can offer it to God, then it will be wonderful. Well, a woman is also looking at the same flower. If I can set it, hey, then my beauty will be enhanced. But there is another type of person. He will look and say, oh Lord, it reminds me how great you are. If you could produce this kind of love, how much greater you must be. So these are the correct utilitarians. We are utilitarians. We put a filter and then look at it. So that is why what is Bahulya Avakasha? Bahulya means diversity of opinions. The point is, most of the people are not rational. They just argue for the sake of time pass. Some people just time pass. Some people, they have got a little, they want to show intellectual person. If I can beat this fellow in the argument, I will get more honor, position, etc. But the real argument should be only for finding out the truth. So, Sri Ramakrishna, again, use an example. So there was a village. Outside the village, there was a wooded area. So the villagers had to pass through that wooded area, going out of the village, coming out to the village, etc. So one day one fellow came and said, I saw a very beautiful animal. What a wonderful blue color. Blue color. Another fellow said, yes, I have seen that the tree, isn't it? I have seen that animal. Why do you call it blue? It is pure green. Another person said, both are pure. It is pure red. Like that, they were happy. Every person has different. But they all decided, so let us go to the tree and find out what is the, by seeing it once. There was a person sitting under the tree. They asked him, where do you live? I live under this tree all the time. So do you know about that animal? Yes, yes. Every day, how many times I see that animal? So tell us, who is it? He said, all of you are red. It is an animal. Sometimes it is blue, sometimes it is green, sometimes it is red, sometimes it has no color. What is that animal? So it changes its color to suit, you know, if enemy is coming, it will look like a rhino, or it will look like your yellow or green color. Much so that the enemy cannot take it. So what are we talking about? Only the man under the tree. Who is that man? A person who knows God intimately. He can tell God has many forms, many names, many shapes, and sometimes no form. No form means no name. That is the Hinduism's form of being. That's what Sinam. So many faiths, so many paths. You believe in what you like. Ganesha, Kartikeya, Chandi, Chamundi, Krishna, Rama. In Krishna also so many are. Whom do you want? Do you want Gopal Krishna? Do you want Gopi Krishna? Do you want Gita Krishna? Whom do you want? So like that too. Which Rama do you want? Husband Rama, brother Rama, son Rama, disciple Rama, or sage Rama, or king Rama. You understand what I'm talking about? Say, how a husband should, an ideal husband should be, how an ideal son should, ideal disciple should, ideal friend should be, ideal brother should be. Sri Krishna represents all these qualities. That's why he's called Purnavatar. Doesn't mean that he is God. It means partial manifestation of God. In this world, God cannot come as infinite. He cannot. He is limited. Body, mind, etc., etc. So, all these opinions provided with sincere, they are all right. In what way they are right? That is, their own faith will take them to God. Every path is right. To be more concrete, whether person follows Hinduism, Christianity, or Noism, believes in certain principles, he will also reach. Ultimately, we are all reaching, including a murderer. A murderer is also reaching God. How can a murderer reach God? It's a really simple. Murderer should go away from God. Of course, he will go away from God because of his evil. But where can you go away from God? If God is here, the question of coming near or going further arises. Understand? God is everywhere. Where will you go? Wherever you go. God is there, isn't it? Where can a murderer go? Is God in hell? Is God in hell? Another thing. Who created hell?
God
only. Why? Because he loves his children. He wants to discipline his children. And if they don't listen, nice words, sweet words, then for 3 days you will not have food. This is the vyavastha arrangement God has made. You don't give any food to our children. He will command the wife and he will go away. And he's watching from a distance whether she is giving or not. Because if she doesn't give, he will come and slap her. Which father wants his son to die of starvation? It is for discipline, so that the child will be frightened and he will behave properly. From a distance, he will watch him. Prahlada Simha cannot sing. The same Prahlada Simha, his father got very angry with him. And then he was imprisoned. He was not given food. The servants were ordered not to give him food. Then his wife also was not taken. She was a great devotee of God. Then God came and said, why are you not eating his food? She said, who knows better than that I'm a mother? How can I take food when my son is not, my child is not getting food? How can I? Then, here, see the beauty of our mythological stories. So God comes in there, Talada, I have brought so much of food for you. He refuses me. He has refused to eat. I know my mother is worried. She will not eat unless I eat. She doesn't know. I want to make her eat. Then she, I will feed her. She will feed. Then only we will eat. She will love. And he loved his father also. But he knows. Lata was not seeing anything excepting Narayana. He was seeing Narayana everywhere excepting his father. He will be seeing Narayana in his father also. Because of that, father also was liberated. Son also was liberated. 14 generations liberated. Who was Bali? Bali Chakra. No, no. Who was Bali? Grandson of Prahlada. How can he be without devotion? I say there is a beautiful story, you know. Mirabai, she was being tortured by her husband. So she was in a dilemma. I must be a good wife. That means I must not leave my husband. But he is obstructing my spiritual progress. So what can I do? She wrote a letter to Tulasidas, their contemporaries. You are a great soul. So you please guide me. Then he wrote a song. Beautiful song he wrote. What is that? If anybody doesn't love Rama, if anyone doesn't have love, bhakti for Rama, jake priya na Rama vaidehi, Rama and Sita, for whom they are not dear, means they are not loved. Such people. So, chadi, koti vairisama. Consider them as a million enemies. Koti kshatras. Jadhyapi paramasanehi. Even they may be the most to nearest to you. So indirectly stating, get rid of your husband and then come back. So like that, he beautiful Swami here, beauty, most likely, Purushottaman is just very beautiful. Jake Priya na Rama, it is there in our Kirtana Sangha. Jake Priya na Rama Vaidehi. So Chadiye, Koti Vairisama, Jadhyapi Paramasanehi. Even if they are more, very near and dear to you, Paramasanehi. So then he is Bali Guru Tachiro, Kanta Braja Panita. Bali Guru Tachiro. We were talking about Bali, that's why I remembered this. So Bali Chakravarti, he was a great devotee of Shiva. It is all same. He was, after all, you know, the grandson of Prabhu. So what happened? He is considered as a daitya, rakshas. And he was so powerful, he occupied. So the devatas, like that. Whenever they are defeated, they cry. Like that. So Narayana says, okay, I will go to Bali. Tell them your proper place is Patala. So, but here, God knows that is my greatest limit. So he went, took the form of Vamana. So what is Vamana? Do you know that? If anybody has to beg, the beggar becomes a smaller. Even if it is 7 feet tall, suppose he has to beg another child, three foot, then that 7 foot will become 1 foot because of that attitude. Understand? That is called Vaman, dwarf. So he came as a beggar. What was he asking? You give me everything. That's all. There is a secret behind me. Mystical name is there. So, Bali Chakravarti's guru was Shukracharya. Shukracharya, the moment he saw Vamana, he recognized. This fellow Vishnu has come to deprive our Chakravarti of everything. So he told, beware that man is. So the Chakravarti's reaction, what? Vishnu himself has come to beg of me. Nobody will let else. Nobody has ever got this chance in this world. I am the only lucky fellow who got this chance. Everybody goes to him to get something. But today he himself comes to me to get something from me. Who is greater? I am greater. So I will give it whatever. So he did not care for Guru's instruction. So when Brahmana said, with that small fellow, Brahmachari with the white umbrella, funny fellow, he comes and then answers. Yes, what do you want? I want only 3 feet of land. He said, yes, they have to take water and donating it to you, giving it to you. Immediately, Shukracharya was looking very angry. What can he do? Then, with 1 foot, he covered the earth. With 2nd foot, he covered the heaven. Where shall I put for my 3rd foot? No, put on my head. So he puts on it, then he pushes into Pata. That is the story. So what does that mean? My foot will be permanently invisible. My remembrance will be forever in your mind. You will never forget. That is why he promised, I will guard you all the time. Nobody can take it. So if God is there in Patala, is it Patala? Or Swargara of God? Or Vaikuntha? What do you say?
Huh?
Vaikuntha. If you go to Vaikuntha, God is in Tirupati. What is Vaikuntha? You know, Narayana came. Unfortunately, he had 2 wives. Bhudevi and
Sridevi.
And they started quarreling. So he could not tolerate. He became a stone. So that is, both of them look. Then very clever fellow, you see. He knows if 2 wives are together, they will create problem. So one he established, Sri Devi upstairs and Bhudevi downstairs. Elevelu Mangamma. Mangamma.
Elevelu Mangamma, Bhudevi.
Bhudevi. Sri Devi is
in Tirupati only.
So he, daytime he will be there upstairs, nighttime he will come. This way Ghantasala sings, the devotee is singing, Nadire, dead of night, oh mother, then Lord comes down. Just put a word about me. No, imitate ordinary husband, all day will be doing all business. At night time, he will go to his wife. But she is the boss. So at that time, you put a word. Tulsidas also writes, Amma Sita, when Rama comes to you at night, put in his words, just to once, do you know Rama? There is a servant, his name is Tulsi, he's very highly devoted. If you put 1 word, then my life will become completely fulfilled. What a beautiful sentiment using Bharati Express. Anyway. So, what are we talking about? Bahulya avakashatvat. Because there is always room for arguments. And everybody is not sincere. For they just want to talk. And then, aniyantatvat. Same question. Will he hold to the same opinion whole life? Do we hold the same opinion? Our understanding is growing all the time. So he said, Vado Navalambya. Don't go on arguing. So Kabir Das says, Kabir Das, Haji, 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 Karte Rahiye, Baithiye Apunta. Somebody comes and says that it is not like that. It is like this. Yes, 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 you are right. He's happy you will go. Some other fellow, hey, that fellow grumbling about it. He is not right. This is right. Yes, yes, you are right. But hold on to your own opinion అండ్ యూ ప్రోగ్రెసింగ్. వాట్ ఈస్ యువర్ ఒపీనియన్? వాట్ యువర్ గురు టెల్స్ యూ, దట్ ఈస్ యువర్ పాత్. దీస్ ఆర్ రియల్ విజ్డమ్. సేవ్స్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఎనర్జీ, టైమ్, ఆల్ దోస్ దెన్ వి బిలీవ్. భక్తి శాస్త్రాన్ని మననీయాన్ని, తత్ ఉద్బోధక కర్మాణి కరణీయాన్ని, వెరీ వెరీ మీనింగ్ఫుల్ శ్లోకాలు. 76 సూత్ర. వాట్ ఈస్ ద భక్తి శాస్త్రాన్ని? శాస్త్ర మీన్స్ స్క్రిప్చర్. దెర్ ఆర్ మెనీ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్. దెర్ ఆర్ వన్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ కాల్ భక్తి శాస్త్రం. దే ఓన్లీ టాక్ అబౌట్, ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, శాండిల్య భక్తి సూత్రం, మధుసూదన సరస్వతి బిల్డింగ్, బట్ దాట్ రసబోధ సంథింగ్. సో లైక్ దట్ ఎ ఫ్యూ బుక్స్ ఆర్, బట్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ భాగవత ఇస్ ఓన్లీ భక్తి శాస్త్రం భాగవత. సో యు రీడ్ ఓన్లీ దోస్ బుక్స్. వై? అవర్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ influenceable. Our mind is what is called very soft material. So if there is some doubt, put your five fingers there. It will give that impression, there will be there. You wake like. That is how they make cakes and other things. So there is a mold. So nowadays they can make cakes any form you want. You want it like your house? So they will take a photo of your house. And there are materials there. And that photo they put it. So it will give the mold. In that mold you put this cake. So before you destroy it, understand? After singing birthday song, what do you do? Destroy. That is what I call, I love you cake very much. Yes. So I am going to, I like to destroy you. You name it, the shape is, and any letter, your name will be there. And then, what is your present birthday? 28th, 30th, whatever it is, that also. And if somebody is very finicky, it will be almost 30 candles. So you are supposed to blow all of them out. These are sentiments. But what I'm trying to tell you, our minds are very flexible. You read science books, you likely to believe what scientists say. You read scriptures, you're likely to believe about. You read the Nastika scriptures, then you are likely to believe in the Nastika scriptures. Like that, every scripture is an influence of God. Not only that. If your political opinion depends upon which magazine, which newspaper you are reading. Nobody presents a fact exactly. Congress presents the same fact suitable to them. This is well known fact. Nobody is good. There are a few papers, I don't know here, they will give you exactly this is what has happened. Now you draw your own. So like that, this time any good news has come. With God's grace, good man has come. He's trying his best. We also have to be good. Otherwise, how can one man do it? Anyway, the point is, bhakti shastrani, pathaniyani, mananiyani. So three ways are. What is the first one? Shravanam. What is the second one? Manani. And is the third one? Siddhidhyasas. What does it mean? First you get information. This is what I am supposed to do. That is called Shravana. Secondly, think deep. Don't be a blind follower. Just think, why is the scripture telling me to behave like this? What happens if I behave the other way? You have to think. You have to be convinced. Otherwise, next day somebody can come and upset your views because you don't have any views of your own. You are not thought deep. So you will have to think very deeply and make it your own. If somebody comes and argues with you, you should be able to stand, you are wrong, because I have thought deeply. I also thought rationally. So there is a, what is called a flaw. There is a irrational. So that is how manana should be. That is what it's telling. Bhakti Shastrani mananiyani. But mananiya, I am convinced. I don't do anything. That will not do. So it also extension is karaniya. You have to do what these scriptures ask us to do. Ubodhaka karma. What the Bhakti Shastras really inspire you. Ubodhaka means what? Ubodhana means what? Inspire. What they inspire you to. Because now you are convinced that that is the right thing to do. You do. Karaniya. If you don't do it, they will be just only rotting inside the brain. There is something called what? Keep some seeds of fruits. They will be rotting inside. That's not going to help us. So what should we do?
Consume it.
See, the nearest example is this room. Close all the doors. Number one, what happens to the air inside? Because your own, you are taking it and you are breathing. In course of time, all the pressure, oxygen is taken in. The whole thing becomes
carbon
dioxide. Very, very dangerous. Your health will be disturbed. The moment you open window, in one side it comes, another side it comes. So how does it apply here? If we don't do, fresh ideas will not come. So why should we do? Because a person becomes a great man by doing, not by thinking. That is why we say that suppose there is a saint in Himalayan cave. He does a person. And maybe he thinks he realizes God. He thinks. How does he know he realizes God? What is the pramana? He is accepting his own thinking. So that's why he says, Swanubhava, then Guru Anubhava, then Shastra Upadesha. They must tell him. So if anybody says, only I have experimented and I got the result. But you cannot experiment, you will not get the result. It is unscientific. Why is it unscientific? Because what is scientific? Anybody following the same steps, if he doesn't get the same result, it is not acceptable as scientific. Scientific always means it should be, the same result should be achieved by everybody who follows those instructions. So if anybody says, I'm a realizer. So he may be totally mistaken and give an incident. So he, such a person, God will make him come out. In Sri Ramakrishna's case, you know, he was married. Then Totapuri looked at him and said, you are having all the qualifications of one who wants to become a monk. I'll initiate you into sannyas. But I am married. Totapuri says, the real test of Brahma Jnana is, even if your wife is sleeping, you should not look upon her as your wife. To look upon her as Brahma. Brahma. Or divine mother. Then only your Brahma Jnana is real Brahma. Otherwise, inside Brahma Jnana, outside Brahmi. Brahma Jnana, North Indians pronounce Brahma, they can't pronounce Brahma. Brahma. Yeah, North Indians, two types are. Punjabis are there and North Indians. So in Delhi, their pronunciation is different. Delhi, two people came together, a North Indian and Punjabi. Punjabi is thinking he is in English pronunciation better. is complaining to our Swami, ye buddho kahan ka dikh raha, school ko school bolta hai. Punjab is the school, North Indian se school. ये बुद्धों का इतना भी जानता नहीं स्कूल पूरा स्कूल होता है. सो एन ही कम्स इन विद फर्स्ट टेम्पटेशन विल बी फॉर अ मैन इट्स अ वुमन फॉर अ वुमन इट्स अ मैन नॉट एनी ऑर्डिनरी इवन यू नो ए यंग मैन इन फुल फिगर ऑफ यूथ ए 99 ईयर ओल्ड वुमन फुल ऑफ पॉलिसी like that bend. Do you think he will get tempted? Do you think he will get tempted? He will not get tempted. He should be very attractive person. So we are all saints when unattractive people come. When attractive people come, why do we call them attractive? Because we are attracted. Logic.
We are attracted.
We are attracted. Ramakrishna will not be attracted. So, this is the understanding. That's why God will make them come out. He will make them face trials and tribulations. And then, if they pass, it is certified. No temptation will come. Otherwise, like Vishwamitra, he was the same. Until what time? Until the Apsara Sastra. He was a pakka sage. Until that time. Afterwards, he was called fallen. So, these temptations will come. Always before, you don't know what is bad. First step. Second, you know what is bad. Third step, then you practice and then the tests will come. Always, if you are happy, then who knows whether you are a saint or not? Only when troubles, suffering, unhappiness, problems, countering, then your sainthood will be tested. Under all Sitoshna Sukhadukhesha, Samana, Sangha, Vivarjitaha. Not only that, Labha, Labha, Jayaji. You get profit, you lose, or you win, or you are defeated, Sukhadukhe, Samaykrata. Sukha, Dukha, under all circumstances, you become Samachitta, equanimity of mind. That mind, once he attains that mind, nobody can disturb. Also, there is a reason. Why can't he be disturbed? He has to. Because they are getting so much happiness, they will never let that kind of happiness come through. How do they know? Because nobody. Just he is born and he has become a saint. Such a thing doesn't exist. He has gone through all these things. He enjoyed every enjoyable thing in this world. And then he said, I have enjoyed, experienced it. It doesn't satisfy me. Now I want to go in search of something much higher. So he has already, once he gets it, then he can compare in memory. That's how we compare in memory. Keshidas Rajabho is totally different from any other fellow doing Rajabho. Understand what is Rajabho? Big Rasagulla. Ordinary Rasagullas. Today we take prasada. You got Rasagulla or something? One Rasagulla like that. Inside the Rasagulla, they put some kova. But this is so big. So tasty. West Bengalis are very skillful about it. Very experts in it. Many things they are experts. South India, they call it talk.
Some rasgulla is under empty. Round ball is under empty.
Nothing is empty. After you see it, it becomes empty. They keep something inside. Anyway, different way. Pais Rasagulla. You understand what is Rasagulla Pais? Pais Rasagulla. Two
varieties.
Paisan is made with small Rasagulla. Rasagulla will be only this much. You know, rice if you put?
Yes, sir.
that Sagodana, it swells like this. So, like that, little bigger size, small, 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 small rasagullas, they put inside the payasam. Very tasty, done properly. Then, rasagulla payasam. Then, big rasagulla, the middle portion is filled with payasam. Separate taste. So, like that, there will be something yellowish will be there inside. Varieties of sweets. Recently, they are innovating, constantly innovating. So, recently, some sandeshes, that sandesh has got to is covered with amsatta. You know, dried mango, amsatta we call it. So, very nicely, first class amsatta. So, katta, a little katta, a little meta. Highly tasty sandesh. Going up. After that, slowly it percolates to Bangalore. Kesidas lives in Bangalore. Once to this temple opening time, he gave three sweets to everybody. He himself came and then he gave his for Bandar, 150 sadhus. You know what he gave? His sweet curds prepared with pure mango. Curds itself is in mango color. Really, so nicely prepared. And all sadhus were very, very happy. Anyway, let this discussion go. What are we talking here? That three things have to be done. If you want to grow in whichever field, read books suitable for your growth. In that field, if you want to be a physicist, you read books on physics. If you want to be a poet, then read poet. If you want to be a good cook, read books on cooking. You know, you can invent so many wonderful things. The world's best chef lives in London. He's a young man. What is his greatness? But people from all over the world, they come to get training. Simple things. Very little of masala, but very healthy. But highly tasty. He experiments lots and lots of things and then he will bring out. And then he will teach. You know, chefs, you have to have 5 years training to become a big chef. It is not like that, you know. Indian chef like that. Most of these fellows never got any training. That's why they learn same things they learn. Sometimes they can't. Some people don't have the talent. Some people is born with it. Mango we have excellent. Anyway, so Bhakti Shastrani, Mananiya. Manana means be thinking about what we all this, think deep. Then, Tat Udbodhaka Karmani. They always inspire us. These are the actions to do, these are the actions to avoid. Vadaha Na Avalambhyaha. One should not enter into that argument. It is completely useless. So, that is what we have to do. Sukha, dukha, iccha, labhadi, tyakte, tali, pratikshamani, pranardham api, vyartham, na neyam. Time becoming available to him because of his freedom from pleasure and pain, desire and gain, etc. It behaves him not to waste even half a second. Oh, I forgot. I promise we will tell you a real incident. Swami Brahmanandaji, what at Haridwar. There was a brahmachari. He thought, I am a very clever brahmachari. I can find out who is a sadhu, who is not a sadhu. Then the Brahmanandaji fortunately was his guru. He understood. He wanted to teach him a permanent lesson. So one day he said, let us go out for a walk. So Maharaj took him out for a walk. Then on that day, you know, in Haridwar, there are what is called akhada. Akhada means gymnasium. This gymnasium was started by Madhusudana Saraswati to defend Hindus, helpless Hindus. So this Brahmachari wanted to Maharaj, 120 minutes. We all have got, you know, a person who is very simple, eats very little. He could be a son, but who is luxuriously dressed, etc. Not so. So, Mother Sodha Saraswati, to protect these animals, he started.
Yes.
They only sadhus. Their business is to go to their kada, eat, exercise, learn the art of fighting, and they were supposed to be soldiers to protect Hindus. So, in course of time, British people came, all that stopped, and then these akadas became again monasteries. And the head of that monastery is called Mahamandaleshwar. So, there is Mandaleshwar, head of the center, Mahamandaleshwar, head of even bigger center, like there are five famous akadas in Haridwar. They have devotees, lakhs and lakhs of devotees, rich, poor, everywhere. So they present a lot of things. We have luxurious monasteries. So Raja Maharaj took Brahmachari. That day, when Mahamandaleshwar was riding a horse, he was dressed like a king. Golden throne, kirita, and then a necklace, bangles. His cloth, golden cloth, and the horse also were decorated with gold, and the thousands and lakhs of devotees with Vaja Mantri. So, when they came out, this procession was done. And Maharaj and Brahmachari were standing outside the side. Until that post, they can't move. Then Maharaj asked, "Kire, what's your opinion of this son?" With this person, he said, "No, it's sadhu. Will any sadhu behave like that? Dress like that? And ride a horse like that? Everybody is looking hard. So, my reading, like that kingly dress, this is not a sadhu at all." That is the piece of thing. Then, hearing this, Raja Maharaj said, laughing, said, "Stupid fellow. To deceive stupid fellows like that, these sadhus sometimes dress. He is a Brahmagnani. Deliberately, he is like that. Time, there is one thing in this world which is invaluable, irreplaceable. That is called time. Anything else, perhaps you can replace. Health can be replaced. Money can be replaced, wealth can be replaced, house can be replaced, anything can be replaced. But time is so wonderful. God is imparted in only in one person. He gives exactly 24 hours a day to everybody, astika, nastika, dhani, gari, and pandit, pamara, everybody he will give only. Not only he gives 24 hours, every 24 hours, it is continuously renewable until death. So yesterday you did not use it properly, I'm reducing. No. Again you will get 24 hours, 24 hours, 24 hours. So Narada is telling that if you want to make good use of time, anybody, scientist, poet, anybody who wants to be great, the first thing he should be aware of, that's why Sri Ramakrishna, as soon as he became a spiritual, he was reluctant to waste half a second in anything other than from puja to jindu, from jindu to puja. Night, he was not sleeping. I don't know how he was managing. 12 years like that. He had no sleep. His eyes were constantly, tears were coming out. He lost the power of thinking. He was a perfect example of Narada's. So what do we do? Sukha dukha. We're always wasting our time. How to avoid dukha? How to obtain sukha? Sukha dukha. Then, cha labhadi, cha I want this. I don't want that. Labha. I want this profit. I don't want this profit. For everything, Kala is necessary. You want to have your hand from here to here. What is necessary? Sada and Shakti, energy. You want to think something, every thought requires Kala and energy. Even the smallest thought, also energy is there. Kala is there. By the time you finish that, sometimes hours will go to that. You think it is only, I just think only for the and then return from there. Goes to another. That's why W. World wide waste.
Waste.
Internet. You go there. You want to see something. Suddenly something clickable will come. You click upon it. It will get something. Then it will give you another 10 clickables. And then you go from there. By the time you come back, probably you didn't get what you are looking for. And you have visited all unnecessary. That's why www. World Wide Web. Why did they give the name Web? Because Web means this idea came from a spider's web. One day, a creator said, we must be a creator for sitting. And he was watching his spider's web. So you know, it will be like that. Not like this, not like this, but it will be like that. So previously, they had problem transmitting telephone messages to long distance. So he thought, the idea, what is the idea? You break the information into small pockets and send them this pocket very easy. Small pocket, you see, if it is so big, you will be so small, you can't send. But you chop it into small pieces. So not the one, this one tube, another tube, another tube, another, but all at the same time, they are gathered there at the very end. So this idea came. He was a scientist. He worked there. So he found a best way of transferring information is this. That is right. Now the whole world is a spider's web for disseminating knowledge, information. This is very okay. That's the way they name it. Now it has become so confusing. Nobody can even look, even 1 billion. So much information is. That's what they call it. Information overload. Yeah, break down. Websites break down deliberately, you know. At one time, 50,000 queries to the same website. It cannot take even 100th of it. Just it breaks down. That is the purpose of the hackers. Make it, then penetrate it, find out the passwords. So, time is very kale pratikshamani shanatham api vyartham na yamani. Time becomes available to him because of his freedom from pleasure and pain, desire and gain, etc. It behoves him not to waste even a second. So don't think this is sukha, dukha, this is ishta, this is anishta. The moment a person becomes free from that, then all the available time will be his. But how does he use? He can also get lot of things. Useless, generally remove, we get lot of. What is our problem? We are not able to use it. We get bored. That is why again we go. All the, what they call, entertainment channels, they are time gobblers. Time gobblers. By that time you finish, it could be looking innocent. But by that time you finish it, maybe 2 hours ago, maybe 3 hours. Nowadays, how much time people talk? What do they talk? I am okay, you are okay. This is the essence of the 3-7 hours. Then internet. Now mobile. and it has brought him to a disease, mental disease. It is called phobia, mobile phobia. If my mobile is lost, then what am I supposed to do with life? Your own panchapranas, you kept in that mobile, your contacts, numbers. Some people don't pack them up. The whole thing is lost. If somebody steals it, or if it is spoiled, or some virus attacks it, in any way, then they can say, I want to talk to that guy. Where is the number? There is no memory. So, what he is talking? First, to free, a bhakta should free himself from all these time problems. And the available time, are you able to utilize them? Try to, first to step away, stop thinking about it. Because they're, what are they?
Time goblins.
Time goblins. Then you get to time. But when you get to time, have you got the capacity to use the time properly? That is important. Are you ready? Prepared. Practical example is retirement. Retirement. This fellow who is working 12 hours a day, 10 hours a day, completely free. Now he has big headache. Time hangs heavy. What to do? Only 2 hours newspaper. Even in 2 hours newspaper. Clubs. All they retired from. The men, they play bridge. In UK, they created these homes, care homes. So bridge or something like that. Small bets, you know, a few pence bets. So you bet, go on betting, go on betting. So you can play for 2 hours. And we have passed the time. Passed means what? Wasted the time. But wasted only from our view. From their viewpoint, they have nothing, no agenda. That's why, 2 hours, well spent. They congratulate themselves. By the time it is time to go to rooms and then watch some news, and then this is how. So, 2 parts we are talking. First, negatively, stop all. Second, positively, find out how you are going to spend the available time. Shanartham api na vyartham nayam. Vyartha means what? Artha means to a good purpose. Vyartha means to a, it is a complete waste. Not only, if we don't know how to spend it, then the negative thoughts here. We go on thinking, brooding. What do we, brooding is a very bad word, psychological word. If you are brooding upon God, then it's wonderful. But if you don't, people don't brood upon God. They only do negative. Why that happened? Why this happened to me? So this brooding is a very bad word. So that's why somebody asked, teach me meditation. And he said, you don't need to start meditation. You are an expert in meditation. Why? Because your face looks so black. Depressed. Depressed. So what is the relationship? What is the relationship? You are meditating upon depression so deep. Your whole personality has become depressed. What an effect you brought upon yourself. You are an expert in meditation. Now, so what is the way? You don't need meditation. Technically, change the subject. So instead of worrying about non-God, worry about what is meditation? Beautiful definition. Worrying about God is called meditation. Understand? We are all worriers, not worrying, worriers. So only it is a positive one. Worry about God, then it is one. Not upon, then you are faced with, suffused with joy. Oh, and Jagani Sharada Ramakrishna
Brahmananji is